Alrighty, my name is Ella Till. I'm 13 years old. Today is June 11th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Jeffrey Till, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Camas, Washington.
Good evening, Ella. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Alright, first question to ease it in. Why did you agree to this interview today?
Because I think Washington and music in general is very important.
Alrighty. By the way, this interview is all about the evolution of rock music in Washington State. Alright, we're gonna go right into it. What were some of your favorite rock bands and icons from Washington State?
Well, I'm 51 years old, so I grew up with classic rock like Heart. Jimi Hendrix, and then I evolved into the grunge scene from the late 80s to the early 90s, and like bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and I think they had quite an impact on the Seattle music scene and Washington State music scene.
Nice. All right. Got another question for you. When were you first introduced to Washington State rock music, like when you were younger?
Probably when I was 10 or 11. My dad had an extensive collection of Jimi Hendrix, and I really enjoyed that. Him being from Seattle, I started out with Jimi Hendrix and then moved on to Heart and Queensryche into the grunge movement.
Do you have a favorite album by Jimi Hendrix, or like a favorite song?
Probably Electric Ladyland. It's probably my favorite album.
I've never heard that. You have to show me.
Absolutely.
Sometime, yeah. What was the rock genre in Washington State like when you were younger, and how's it changed from then to now?
Well, it was essentially just classic rock, I guess, which wasn't classic back then, I guess.
Like the 80s, right?
The 80s, the late 70s. Heart was a big band, which is essentially classic rock now, which wasn't back then. Also, Queensryche from the mid 80s. They were kind of almost a hair type band. And then it's evolved into the grunge scene. I'm not too sure of the music scene now, I guess.
Yeah, me neither. Where do you think in Washington modern rock kind of rock music kind of like started?
I believe Seattle, Washington was probably the main area with Jimmy and Heart, and then prior to that was the Kingsmen and a couple other 50s and 60s music, and I believe they all came from the Seattle Puget Sound area.
Where did Nirvana come from? Was it like
Kurt Cobain was from Aberdeen, Washington. Mm-hmm.
He's the lead singer, or drummer.
He was the lead singer.
Singer, yeah.
And so they essentially got their start in Seattle. And that's really, Nirvana really started a whole new genre of music.
There we go.
The grunge scene.
Thanks. Here's a question that goes off with that. How do you think the genre in Washington has evolved?
I believe his name is McElroy. He's from Seattle. I think he's a rapper. So it's gone from classic to grunge to kind of a new type of rap music. So I think it's kind of evolved that way, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for taking your time to let me interview you about rock music in Washington. And thank you for listening. This is my project.
Absolutely. Rock on.
Hope I get an A. Thank you.